Feature Friday. Haven't done one of these in a while. I'm going to talk about why I talked about movies on Wednesday last week. I think it was Wednesday. And why I talked all about ideals and politics and world economic solutions, etc. You know, gardening at home is an economic solution. Today, this week, I'm going to talk about why the change and why the difference. You see, I knew 25 years ago that all this was going down. And I knew 25 years ago what was going to come after all of this. And I knew 25 years ago that when this started to go down, that this wasn't the end. It's why I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. What are we going to do? Where is this going? I already know. I've known for 25 years. I was in high school. I try to talk about it. People didn't want to talk about it. They want to talk about who went out with who on the dates in high school. And I'm in college. People don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about, being nice to people. Some people want to talk about it, but not many. All my life, people don't want to talk about the mess that's coming. They don't want to talk about, global government and central banking. You try to talk about that, they tell you you're a kook, and they shut their ears and don't want to hear it. Well, guess what? Here we are now. And all of a sudden, those people who didn't want to talk about the wiles and evils of central banking, who didn't want to talk about the dishonesty of the ultra-wealthy like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and George Soros, who fund the liberals like Bernie Sanders, who are supported by the people who hate the ultra-rich. Talk about a racket there. I mean, the anti-rich candidates are supported by the rich. And I mean ultra-rich. The anti-ultra-rich political candidates are funded by the ultra-rich. Bernie Sanders gets his money from the people that Bernie Sanders supporters hate. That is regressive feudalism, neoliberalism. It's why the people, the independents don't take them seriously anymore and decided to go be conservative. It's the thing. They support the candidate funded by the people they say they hate. You just think about, you know what they call that? They call that bait. It's called bait. You know, the food that you want, when you take it, it traps you. Hello. They don't recognize the giant mouse trap. And guess who the mouse is? The Sanders supporters. They never could figure out why Sanders could never win the nomination. He was never supposed to. It's controlled. The Democratic Party chooses its candidates with superdelegates. They got like 800 people who have the same votes as 20,000 people. And yet they call themselves a Democratic Party. People did not want to talk about this stuff 25 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago. But now all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk about it. So what am I supposed to do? See, I got to the point where I said, okay, people don't want to talk about it. So I stopped talking about it. And I lived seeing it coming, hearing a train blowing its whistle, but maybe like a dog who only hears a dog whistle, other people couldn't hear the train's whistle, or they chalked it up to something else. Oh no, that's the pot. It's boiling now. That's not a train whistle. That's the kettle on the stove. That's fine. Not the pot. That's the water pot. That's the kettle on the stove. Finally boiling. That train whistle is something else. It's not a train whistle. I see the train coming, and here it comes, and here it comes, and oh, it's here now. Oh, the train came. Yeah. Yep. So I got used to not talking about the obvious, and guess what? I'm still not talking about it because I'm done talking about it. You know, I think it was a few. Now, I'll talk about some things, but I'm still not going to talk about what's coming next because people don't want to hear it. I have talked about the solutions. I wrote the book, The People's Party. You know, yesterday in the Taiwan special, I talked about how America's divided and we've got to get to the point of partitioning. America's being partitioned. And what was that? Was that yesterday? Let me do a clicky click. Yeah, that was yesterday. America is being partitioned and divided up. I wrote about a plan to do that before this was a problem as a way we could get along in my book, The People's Party. And that was written several years ago. It's free on a lot of platforms. If you want it in your Amazon library, it's 99 cents. The People's Party. I think we should have a political party that lets liberals and conservatives have their states and counties, maybe even townships, which is a city. A city is technically a township, at least it should be. I'm thinking that we should have a political party that does this. And I wrote about it, and that was in the plan. See, that's why my whole idea is today's news yesterday. I saw this coming, and there's more coming, and we're going to be fine. This is not the big one. We're going to come out of this. This virus is going to up and evaporate. And so the question is whether you want to finally implement the solution. And I really think it comes down to the People's Party and house garden. A garden is a home. We need constitutional laws that give people a garden at home. It needs to be constitutional. The People's Party, go look it up. I've talked about it. We need to train the militia. The solution to the gun problem is not take away the guns. It's to take away the ignorance. Everyone needs to be a soldier. That's the solution to the guns. Everyone's a soldier. And you have soldier training in high school. The federal government says how to do it. Or, you know, what needs to be learned, the state government decides how to do it. And it's taught in high school. There's a high school training class. And then that's your concealed carry permit. And then you're in the militia registration system. You commit the certain crimes, you're taken out of the system. It's like you've got a dishonorable discharge from the militia. And you can't buy guns anymore. You want to be guns, you're in the militia. And you've got an arsenal at home. Yeah, I mean, everyone needs to be in the militia. That's part of the solution. Everyone should have a house garden. Should have a few sheep, maybe some goats. If they got a lot of land, you can do cows in the city. Probably not. We should have homes that have gardens in them. We should have, why not have our own honeybees? Everyone should have their own honeybees. We can use automation to fix it. We can not fix it, but, you know, manage it. There's ways of doing stuff. We need to have gardens. All of us need to do it, and all of us need to be in the militia. Everyone, you know, drones, you want to solve the drone problem? Here's how to solve the drone problem. Drones should be controlled by radio that only has a range as big as your borders. So everyone should have their own military-grade drone that they're trained to use, but that drone cannot fly off of their property. That's the solution to the drone problems. Everyone should have ground-based military arsenals in their homes because they're trained to use them. That's what they do in Switzerland. Switzerland has a really low crime rate because everyone's in the military. And because it's a hilly country, everyone's got to keep their big military guns in their houses. You break into a Swiss home, you could start World War III. It'd be a miniature war. They got rocket launchers and all kinds of stuff in there. Boom, boom, boom. You don't break into a Swiss home. So that's the solution to it. We need to do the People's Party. We need to go there. I'll tell you what. You know, I'm going to talk about stuff a little bit more. I'm going to look into being a little bit more focused on the issues. But I'm also relaxed and calm about it. I am not freaking out because I've seen this coming. And I've seen what's coming afterwards. I live in the world of tomorrow. My slogan is today's news, yesterday. And if you look back, you'll see that I've been already talking about this since yesterday. Love you tons. We'll be fine. Let's gear up and start pushing the People's Party. please.